read my writing, I am. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. I see I don't need to give a notice about fire escapes and toilets now. Thank you all very much for coming, and thank you, Lord, for the people who are on their way. So we'd like to give a very warm welcome to Hartmut and Jane, who've come all the way from Bristol to lead us today. So can you please stand, and we'll give you a St. Christopher's welcome. Right. As I was reading a little while ago, I came across this quote by David Watson. The church is totally dependent on the Spirit for the whole of its life. It is created by the Spirit and must be continually sustained and renewed by the Spirit. I believe in the church. And I thought that was pretty good. So, shall I pray? Lord God, we've been singing, Come Holy Spirit, and we say that now, though we know you are here. We ask that you presence yourself amongst us. Move amongst us. Move amongst us with compassion, love, and power. We ask that your kingdom come, your will be done in this church today, and that might spread out from this church to whoever we have contact with. We want to give praise to your name. And we just thank you for the worship team and everyone who's put so much into today. And we just put all this day now into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So now, back to the worship team. Thank you very much, Mags and team. Get up again.
Good morning, everyone. So this today is all about letting our hearts be open to God's Spirit and for the Holy Spirit to enter us anew, enter us afresh. So we're going to have a time of worship where you can stand, you can sit, you can pray, you can meditate, you can just give the Lord all your praise and glory this morning. But we're going to prepare our hearts so that the Lord will be here. He's here anyway, but we want him in our hearts. We want to feel him. We want to know that he's been here. We want to hear his word. We want to acknowledge that he is Lord. And all that's within that. So we're going to do some time of worship. However long it goes. And we're just going to embrace that and prepare our hearts for the living God. So however you wish, you can stand, you can sit, but just engage in whichever way is best for you. for your loving kindness for through the people here today, Lord. Just help us to see you for who you are, and for us to open our hearts to hear you at work in them. Yes, Lord, that's what we earn. That's what we yearn for today, Lord, that you would fill us again and use us mightily. Thank you, Jesus.
God Almighty loves his people and he loves praise due to him. He inhabits the praises of his people So you're sensing the Lord speaking to you, and you think it might be for the congregation. You will have time later to share this with us. But I feel the Lord saying, isn't he beautiful with a crown of thorns? Isn't he beautiful with his nail-pierced hands, the sword in his side, his nail-pierced feet? He did all that for us. He's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can feel your presence here, Lord, and want to thank you for that, and thank you for all that you do for all of us here this morning, Lord Jesus. Help us to remember your goodness, your graciousness, your love and your peace in our lives. We'll sing one more song and then we'll hand over to Hartman and Jane.
Open me.